Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC present Tri-State Viewpoint. To join the program, call 304-399-8255 or toll free at 877-420-8255. Now, from the Kindred Capital Building in Huntington, Bobby Nelson and Gene Dean.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Tri-State Viewpoint, where the Tri-State comes to talk 5 days a week. We talk about local issues, national issues, and important information that you need to know. And if you'd like to give us a call, let me give you the numbers real fast. 304-399-8255, 1-877-420-8255. And our guests, I'm sure, would like to hear from you because of what they might have to say. And Gene, you have these guests in the studio.
I've got all the details here, and Dennis is producing for us today, and he's not feeling so good, so Dennis is taking care of this. And I want to introduce to you, first of all, Michelle Walker. Now, Michelle does a lot of things, including she's the vocalist with our local group, the 1937 Flood, which, as you heard us say last week, played for Ken Heckler's, was it 90th birthday or
100th?
99th, okay.
That was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I guess, but September 17th, I think.
Okay.
It was a big party, and right. It was wonderful.
They drove all the way up to Romney, West Virginia, to be there, so it was a long, long trip for the 37th Flood.
Well, I'm sure that everybody there enjoyed it, and I wish we were going to hear from the 1937 Flood this afternoon, Michelle, but you're wearing your other hat right now, and that is you are with the West Virginia Humanities Council.
Yes, I've been with the director of development there for about 7 years now.
Really?
And part of what we do is this is a special time of year. Every October, it comes around to Wills Week.
Okay.
And so we've got a special message to share with people about Wills Week. And
good.
I say we because I'm not in this alone.
Well, that's right. Sitting next to you is Jeff Taylor. And, of course, Jeff, a lot of people will remember him from being in the legal department, assistant city attorney, many years ago, Jeff.
Many years ago.
Many years ago.
With both of you two.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's right. You were there. But right now, you're with the United Methodist Foundation. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And the reason that you're both here in the studio with us this afternoon is because Governor Tomlin has declared that October the 20th through the 26th is Wills Week, which is a kind of, well, I don't, seems like a strange title to me, but anyway.
Yeah, who's Will?
Where's Will?
Yeah.
But I think there's kind of a subtitle, Bobby. It's Leave a Legacy in Central Appalachia. So, Michelle, start us off. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, you know, people do a lot of charitable giving for their favorite organizations. And while we're alive, I guess about 80% of the population in the United States give a charitable contribution to their charities of choice. But when they pass away, they forget about leaving a provision in their will that can do just as much work, if not more, beyond. And leaving a legacy is what we're trying to raise awareness about today. And
well, when you use the word legacy, it sounds like somebody who's really very, very rich, and I don't think that's what you're necessarily talking about.
Anybody could leave a legacy. It doesn't have to be, you know, $1 million gift. It doesn't have to be $100,000 gift. It could be, you know, $500 gift. It could be a percentage of your estate. And people think, oh, I don't have an estate. Well, if you've got anything left over after you've gone, they call it an estate.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And then, Jeff, you, our other guest sitting here, and I'm going to jump right in, Bobby, as I usually do.
Go ahead. You usually do. But you usually have something worthwhile.
Thank you. Jeff, you're with the United Methodist Foundation, so where does this tie in with what Michelle just told us?
Well, the United Methodist Foundation, along with the West Virginia Humanities Council and several other charities around the tri-state area, have joined together to form this Leave a Legacy Association, which encourages gifts. And in this particular week, next week, which Governor Tomlin has proclaimed Wills Week, the encouragement is to make a will, number one, and number two, consider making a gift to a charity that you have loved and supported during your lifetime in that will.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Do you need to have a will in order to leave a legacy?
No, there are many other ways to leave a legacy. You can make gifts during your lifetime that leave a legacy. And much of the wealth that is transferred these days is transferred outside of the estate. Mm-hmm. So if you own property jointly, then that's going to pass outside of the will. If you have life insurance or retirement accounts that have a beneficiary clause, that's going to pass outside the will. So the will is not the only way, but that's the most common way that people think about it.
And yeah, I ask you that because I am working through a will or a non-will now. My nephew died last year, did not leave a will, Gene. He was an only son. His parents both died. He lived away from any distant relatives, so he's kind of by himself up in Maryland. He did not leave a will, but he was very appreciative of the medical care he received from Johns Hopkins Hospital, and he took out a substantial IRA and named Johns Hopkins as a beneficiary, and as a result of that, they received almost $200,000 to set up a research grant
wow.
for it. He did
smart.
Not have a will. That's why
right.
I yeah. wanted you to say that you don't have to have a will to
yeah.
leave things.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But you know firsthand that preparing a will can protect the family members that are left behind. I mean, right now, this is firsthand information that had your nephew done this just a little bit more
exactly.
work.
Had he left the will, because this kind of fell to me, Gene, because I'm his uncle in a sense, but we weren't all that close, but if somebody in the family didn't step forward to handle it, it would go on to the county or the state, and
ooh.
They'd appointed someone, and who knows what
yeah.
would happen. But
mm-hmm.
I'm all for wills, the legacy one, because I tell you, I've never done this, and I've been working on this now for more than a year,
mm-hmm.
several
mm.
trips to Maryland. We had to start from scratch. So, boy, please... Please prepare a will.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
certainly makes things easier for those that are left behind.
And too, you get your wishes can
right.
be seen to.
And yes, and if there's a biggish family, I mean, or even a smallish family, there can be little disagreements, too, about what goes where. So it's mm. very, very important. And in fact, when I had a morning show, Fred Kitchen from Henson Mortuary would come on every other week. And one of the things that we talked about a number of times and had different legal experts to talk with us about was the necessity for making a will. And keeping it up to date, too.
Mm-hmm. Life and circumstances can change a number of things, so that's a very important thing, to revisit it every, I don't know, year and a half, just to make sure things are still on track.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to attend to those things that change in your life. Perhaps you, I was talking with a gentleman that supports the Humanities Council about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he said, I look at the Humanities Council like one of my kids. You know, I've put a provision in my will to leave a little bit for the council because I want to take care of my kids as best I can when I leave. So there's a provision, as just of my children, I've got a provision for the Humanities Council there. So,
well, that's a great idea. I mean, not too many people will think about that, whether it's the Humanities Council or whatever other kind of charity. So
yeah.
it's that's
well,
really
not
important.
Only that, but when you do make a will, you need to. Someone needs to know where it is. You need
yeah.
the information because that is also helpful. Incidentally, I'm a member of the Humanities Council. I appreciate the work
Thank
they
very
do very much,
much
and that I get letters from them saying we can use a little more money from time to time. It's
like
a good cause. It's
yes.
a non-profit.
Yes.
And it has people like Michelle.
Oh,
lifelong learning. It's wonderful. It is.
This might be a good break point to take some commercials, get them on the air here. This is Tri-State Viewpoint, and we have two guests here in the studio with us. We have Michelle Walker and Jeff Taylor. Michelle from the West Virginia Humanities Council, Jeff Taylor from the United Methodist Foundation, and, of course, Bobby Nelson and myself, Jean Dean. We're going to take a couple of minutes now for some commercials. When we come back, we'll be happy to take your calls, 304-399-8255 or 1-877-420-8255. This is Super Talk, 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
For the rest of this afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies. 75 degrees are high. It's nice and warm. Tonight, clouds move in. Chance of a sprinkle or two. 59 at overnight low, but for your Wednesday, 69 the high. Scattered showers off and on throughout the day as a cold front moves through. A couple of sprinkles possible on Thursday with a high of 62. So we're nice and cool fall returns heading into the weekend. 13 News, I'm Brian Hughes on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Should you ever fist bump your date hello? Is it ever okay to wear bicycle pants on a first date? What about a second date? What if you don't own a bicycle? Navigating the dating scene can be tricky. In our continuing effort to make dating easier on everyone, Cupid.com presents The Rules of Dating.
Rule 23. Picking up your date in a limo is cool, but not if you're the limo driver. Rule 31. If either of you bring up the weather, make sure it's because a tornado is approaching. Rule 14. Taking your date to a restaurant where you know the chef is cool. If you have to meet him at the drive-thru window, it's not.
These rules of dating have been brought to you by Cupid.com. Cupid.com is free and easy to join, and hundreds of single people in your area seeking love and friendship are already Cupid.com members, and more are joining every day. Just sign up at Cupid.com and start having fun and meeting people. Cupid.com, voted the best dating site of 2013 at the iDate conference.
Cupid.com. Mrs. Clark. For many years, the lovable matriarch of the block could be seen walking to town, delivering brownies to neighbors. 2 years ago, a family member moved in to help out, and everything changed. Mrs. Clark became the victim of elder abuse.
Hard to believe? Elder abuse is often closer to home than you think. McGruff the Crime Dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you recognize elder abuse and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
This is Tri-State Viewpoint on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hey, welcome back to Tri-State Viewpoint. Gene Dean, Bobby Nelson, and Jeff Taylor and Michelle Walker with the Humanities Council, the United Methodist Foundation. They are here explaining Will's Week, Leave a Legacy. And start with you, Jeff. How are the Methodists involved in this? And can the other denominations participate?
Well, I like to say that the United Methodist Foundation will accept any denomination. 50s, 100s, whatever.
What about the denomination?
I see.
Baptists, oh, okay.
We were talking
Holy
about
Rollers,
different
all that. Yeah. Just kidding you. Jeff is, yeah. Gene, I know Jeff, he's an attorney. But you were a practicing attorney here in Huntington. You were the assistant city attorney. Now, you're full-time with the United Methodist Foundation. I mean, that takes
That's right. I've been full-time with the foundation since 2003. And then in 2008, when my predecessor retired, I became the president or the executive director of the foundation. And we're an umbrella organization. There are 1,200 United Methodist churches around the state of West Virginia, and we take in one county of Maryland. And so we help to raise funds through planned giving and legacy giving for all of those churches and the other ministries of the United Methodist Church.
Michelle, I hate to confess this, but I know very little about the West Virginia Humanities Council. I think it would be a good idea if you'd tell us exactly what the council does.
Oh, thank you. Similar to the organization, the National Endowment for the Humanities, we're the West Virginia Humanities Council. We're interested in lifelong learning. We are interested in cultural, historical, literature, these types of folklore, these types of in-depth topics that maybe you don't really get to focus on when you're in school. As I get older, I find that I'm interested in a broader range of topics these days. We've got a lecture coming on Thursday to the Charleston Culture Center at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. We're a private nonprofit, 501c3, so we provide free programs to the public. Harold Hauser is going to talk about emancipating West Virginia, how Abe Lincoln created a state. So we've got the History Alive program that goes on all throughout the state. We have an online encyclopedia, wvencyclopedia.org. We've got a lot of great programs, and we're excited to be here in West Virginia.
So I was thinking that the Humanities Council was a state-funded operation, but it's not.
We do get some funds from the state. We get some funds from federal government. Of course, as a number of nonprofits, we're seeing some of those sources of funding dwindle. So having the public support, private support is a very important thing for us. And when people leave the Humanities Council in their will, it makes a big difference to us, and it gives us a little bit more flexibility in how we can provide programs.
Yeah, the E-Encyclopedia, the Herald Dispatch, every Monday they run some. They take it from that. That is a wonderful. I use that tool a lot for
this week
West
in history,
Virginia.
Yes,
and Encyclopedia. Oh, it is very good. Now, both of you really are volunteering for this the Legacy Project.
Leave a Legacy of Central Appalachia is a program with nearly 50 partners throughout the entire state and surrounding region, Ohio, Southern Ohio, and Kentucky as well. And we feel as if our organizations could combine our efforts to raise the public awareness about the need for people to remember our organizations in their will. We can do more together than any one organization can by itself.
So that's the real purpose of it. You don't want to collect the money that somebody wants to leave to an organization.
I'll take that, Gene. Yes.
Okay. No. Seriously.
Yes. We've
got a website that people can go to, is lalwv.org, and they can see different ways that they can make a difference. They can see the different partnered organizations that are part of our effort in Central Appalachia, and I think that's a good resource as well.
I think it can be compared to the Got Milk campaign, which promotes dairy products but not any individual dairy. That's sort of like the way Leave a Legacy Central Appalachia works. We're promoting the idea of charitable giving through estates, not promoting our individual charities, but
I see what you're saying.
In general.
Yeah, it goes directly to individuals or the estates of families. Let me... how were you able to get Governor Tomlin to issue this very nice proclamation? Was that something? Has this been done on an annual basis, or
it's been done for the past probably about
four or five years, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But from my experience, about the last 4 or 5 years.
What has been the response? What are you getting in terms of the legacy and people participating? You get a fair amount of response and.
We do, and it's difficult to pinpoint it to this week because it takes time for, a gift may be created in a will and we don't learn about it for many years.
Right.
But we get contacts from people during this time just because of the raising of awareness. Shows like this where people hear about it, there are also supplements to many newspapers around the state that will lift up the idea.
And this is exciting because the tabloid for the Charleston newspaper is going to be in the Sunday edition, and there will be actual articles about legacy gifts, different things to keep in mind when you're preparing a will. So there's going to be a lot of information in that. They call that a tabloid in the Sunday paper. I'm not sure about the Huntington area, forgive me, because I work out of Charleston. But
that's all right.
You can cuss in here. That's all
right.
Listen, one thing I think we need to make sure that it doesn't have to be just cash. It can be it can be property, it can be building, it can be a number of things. And all this, there is a tax thing in here too, right, Jeff, in terms of a nonprofit organization contribution?
Right. Any gifts to these nonprofit corporations are tax-free. If the estate, it would be otherwise a taxable estate. It's a way to reduce the estate so that estate taxes aren't a problem.
Sometimes people even leave the charity as a beneficiary of a revocable trust or a retirement plan. I've heard people doing that too.
But that's for people who really have a big estate, isn't it? I mean, not just not like Bobby and me.
Right, and that's one of the things we want to make sure.
My gold mine in Alaska.
at any type of stage in your life, a gift to your favorite charity is the right stage, and at any level, like I said, if you feel like maybe you can only give 1 or 2% of your estate, that's the right percentage. Some folks are a little bit more fortunate than others, but we all just pull together and do what we can.
Well, let me ask you this. As a result, maybe if you're being on this program, somebody might say, you know, I hadn't thought of this. I think I might do this. I need to get more information. Are you available to help them through this process? If someone were to call and say, you know, I'd like to know more about it, and we got their number.
Yeah, they need information, right.
Yeah, because it's kind of like understanding Obamacare. It takes a battery of lawyers.
Hopefully it's simpler than that.
Well, I tell you, you get into these estates, it can get thick. Yeah. Can get thick.
Well, Jeff would know
about
that.
It can be complicated.
But, if someone wants to think about it, maybe just thought of this, maybe want to do it, should they get in touch with you, or should they call...
What was that website again? You did give out a website.
That's right. www.allwv.org, and there is a listing of some attorneys on that website. Also, to the Estate Planning Council in Charleston is recognizing Estate Planning Week, the same week of Wills Week. So that's a little connection there, and Jeff knows a number of qualified attorneys, and I know a number of qualified attorneys. We can always give suggestions to people.
Is it possible, excuse me for asking this, Jeff, but is it possible to do this without involving an attorney?
It is possible, but it's better to involve an attorney.
Okay.
Because there are specific legal requirements that have to be met, or the will can be considered invalid.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets pretty tricky.
Well, supposing I only have, say, $1,000 that I want to leave to an organization, how am I going to go about doing that? Send them a check now if I have the money, or
you could send a check now if you don't have a will, or if you and you want to make a will, you can make a direct gift of $1,000.
I see. Okay.
From your will, you already have a will, you could do a codicil, which is simply an amendment to your will.
Okay.
But the idea of it does get a little difficult if you want to get money to go through attorneys and all that. Is there some free help that they can get if they're willing to give money from the legacy folks?
There are folks that do pro bono work, and we can navigate that and find the answer for you.
That's where Gene and I would need to go. So that's where we go.
Okay, we need some pro bono attorneys here.
Slim can't even get in the door on that. He might cash in his food stamps or something like that. But we're getting close to the end of this segment, Gene. We need to make sure folks know how to get in touch with them and everything. And any closing remarks you guys have.
Tell us, Jeff, for example, if they need to get in touch with you at the United Methodist Foundation, how do they do that?
Yes, they could call us toll-free at 1-800-788-3746. Extension 45. We also have a website, www.umfwv.org.
Okay, all right. And Michelle?
We're at area code 304-346-8500. And I guess that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say again, pointing out that no matter your income level, no matter how fortunate you've been in your life, if you've got a favorite charity, please do consider making a gift in your will to that charity so that you can make a difference long after you're not here on this earth any longer. Leave a legacy for the generations that follow.
That sounds like a good point to end on, I think, probably.
Well, and I think we ought to compliment Michelle and Jeff for volunteering for this important thing.
Absolutely.
We really need this is the kind of glue that makes up a community. And I personally, we both know them, and we know they're solid people, so you can trust what they say. But I think we owe you a deed of gratitude.
Thank you for coming in,
such
Jeff
a pleasure.
And Michelle.
Thank you for having us.
Listeners, we are coming up to our news break, and we will be back with you right after that in about 5 or 6 minutes. So please stay with us, because we'd love to hear from you in the second half of the show. We've got a lot of different things to talk about here on Tri-State Viewpoint on WRVC AM 930 and also 93.7 FM. So...
West Virginia Metro News, I'm Jeff Jenkins. Montague County Circuit Judge Russell Clodges says he'll make a decision later on whether a Morgantown teenager's murder trial should be moved to another county. 18-year-old Sheila Eddy appeared before Clodges today. Her attorney made several motions, including a change of venue request. Eddie allegedly helped murder teenager Skylar Neese last year. Neese's father, Dave Neese, said today a change of venue would be useless in this case.
He's afraid that too many people have heard about it. Well, I got news for you. People have heard about it everywhere. So it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be anywhere you can go where they haven't heard about it.
You can read more about today's hearing now at WVMetroNews.com. A Nitro police officer pulled over an older model black Ford Mustang this morning on Interstate 64 because it had no license plate. Nitro Police Chief Brian Oxley says the driver leaned out the window, fired two shots at the officer, and one of them got close.
One shot hit the mirror on the driver's side door of the officer's F-150 patrol vehicle.
The officer was not injured. Police are looking for that car and its driver. The State Fire Marshal's Office continues to conduct interviews today in a Brook County natural gas explosion from last Friday. That explosion killed a 13-year-old girl. The Fire Marshal's Office also investigating a double fatal fire from the weekend in Wyoming County. Two victims, a man and a woman, both in their 60s, were killed. You're listening to Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
At MVB Bank, you earn more money, more savings, and more value. Open a most valuable checking with interest account today and earn high interest on transactions with no monthly service fees and free bill pay with one bill per month. Tie to our most valuable savings and earn more each month. Your money earns its keep at MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. Member FDIC.
Qualifications do apply. Minimum to open account is $50. Rates may change after account is open. Fees may reduce earnings.
Hey, it's me, the Lucky Leprechaun, here to tell you to play Powerball from the West Virginia Lottery. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. There is no gold at the end of a rainbow. There, I said it. But there's lots of money at the end of a Powerball drawing. How much? Tell the people, man.
Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $156 million.
Get your West Virginia Lottery Powerball tickets today. All you need is a little luck. Please play responsibly.
A Cabell County jury is hearing opening statements this afternoon in a murder trial. 47-year-old Jesse Dreyfuss allegedly beat to death a mentally handicapped man with a baseball bat. The prosecution says the case is about anger and violence toward a totally innocent man. The former director of the Huntington Area Food Bank will go on trial next February. The trial date on embezzlement charges set today for Leanne Zappin. A Clarksburg woman was sentenced today to 3 to 15 years in prison for a deadly DUI crash last year. Amber Don Smith was before a Harrison County judge. From the Metro News Anchor Desk, I'm Jeff Jenkins.
It's the time of year to get your home ready for winter with Grandview Building and Supply in South Point.
Check out Grandview's new shipments of insulated replacement and construction windows.
Get 10% off all roofing shingles.
Need flooring?
Check out Grandview's laminate, hardwood, linoleum, carpet, and so much more.
Need a new kitchen or bath?
Explore the selection of cabinets, vanities, faucets, and countertops.
And don't forget to visit their home improvement tents.
Grandview Building and Supply, US 52. South Point.
You're flying at 38,000 feet, 500 miles from paradise, when the question hits you, how did I get here? Here, feeling your vacation best, in a cabin full of sickness and germs. Is it just luck or smarts? By shielding yourself from this season's strains of flu with a flu shot at Rite Aid to keep you here now that you've actually gotten here. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. No appointment necessary. Vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, Bare Premium Plus Ultra Paint starts at just $31.98 a gallon. So, let's do bold colors. Let's roll on the number one rated paint. Let's raise confidence and lower costs. Let's do stain-blocking paint and primer in one coat. Let's do this. Bare Premium Plus Ultra Paint starts at just $31.98 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you looking to hire an IT specialist or a logistics expert, a medical technician, or a security professional? Well, there are some very qualified candidates out there. America's Wounded Warriors. These men and women returning from battle are eager to get back to life at home and a good job. Some have wounds you can see, and some have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. For these accomplished professionals, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps wounded warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These warriors have world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork. And to ensure proper placement for each individual, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right candidate for the job. When your company is looking to hire talented, highly trained employees, contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tri-State Viewpoint on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hey, welcome back to Tri-State Viewpoint. As ever on this show, we keep up with what's happening by the hour here in the great Tri-State, and we had a very interesting little project that is in the paper today and touched Gene's heart and mine, and we want to talk about it for a few minutes. Gene, what are we talking about here?
Well, we are talking about a poster contest that was taking place in our schools, organized by the Cabell County Substance Abuse Prevention Partnership, and Michelle Perdue is in charge of that, and if you've got a copy of the Herald Dispatch in front of you, you'll see this terrific winning poster by a high school 10th grader, Huntington High School 10th grader, Laura Varnum, and we wanted to put Michelle on the air for a few minutes to tell us how this all came about. Michelle, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for joining me. Very kind of you. I know you were traveling on the interstate, but you pulled over. And tell us how this all came about and which schools were involved in it. And just give us a little synopsis here, if you would.
Well, October is National Prevention Month. And we wanted to work with the schools on focusing on the positive influences in students' lives. And above the influence is that very thing, that it shows the students that positive influences, and, well, to know the difference between positive and negative influences, and it actually makes them start to think about what are the positive influences in their life and how they can show that in an artistic way.
Well, the one poster that I'm looking at certainly is not only very, very artistic, but it also gets the message across above the influence, the negative influence of getting above that. And how many different grade levels or how many prizes were awarded for this?
We had grades 5th through the 12th grade in Cabell County. And it was open to all schools. It wasn't required. It was just an activity that we wanted to bring the schools together and the students together. We had 23. It was really hard to narrow them down because I believe we had a little over 100 posters. And we narrowed them down to 23 of the best ones that really got the message across to the community.
Well, I think it was a terrific idea, don't you, Bobby?
Yes, and the winner, Laura Varnum, Huntington High 10th grade, that is very artistic, color and the message, I tell you. And I think this is a wonderful project that you all have put together, Michelle. And how is the substance abuse program working in the county here? Are you guys making a lot of headway because it's a major problem in our community?
We sure are. We work with a coalition of people from different sectors in the community, and two of our main focuses are underage drinking prevention and prescription drug abuse prevention. And we work with different sectors in the community to work on environmental changes in the community, things that were really small to things that are, you know, much more important and may have a policy effect change. We work in the schools. We have a wonderful relationship with Cabell County Schools. They've been very supportive of our efforts working with the students. And we work with the students on doing a lot of education with them. So in turn, they are educating their peers. And it's not just coming from an adult. It's actually coming from their peers. And they're learning about what truly happens if you use a substance. And some of the consequences, and not just a scare tactic, but actually some real education with them.
And these posters are actually on display starting today at the Huntington Mall. Is that right? They're going to be
that
on display
is.
For about 10 days?
Yes. I was just leaving the mall.
Okay.
And worked with the Marshall University School of Pharmacy students on this project. And they were helping hang the posters up in the Huntington Mall right now.
Oh, that's great.
I noticed in this beautiful artwork in the Herald Dispatch that there are a number of organizations. You mentioned School of Pharmacy. There's the United Way. You have the Campbell County Substance Abuse and yours. And then you have AboveTheInfluence.com. What is that? Is that another organization dealing with this whole problem?
That is Above the Influence is a program that is run under the ONDCP. And it's a program to work with students, and they're real open about using their stuff and getting you to get students to start talking and thinking about the influences in their life and trying to rise above negative influences. And so on Thursday is National Above the Influence Day, and that's why we wanted to get all that information out so people would support. And you could do something real simple by taking the symbol, which you see is a circle with an arrow,
right,
mm-hmm. and drawing it on your hand, just to show that as an adult, you're supporting the students in Cabell County and all around the nation and making those positive decisions and making good influence, you know, having positive influences in their life, making good decisions. And as students do it, it shows they're trying to live above the influence.
I see.
I have one little question for you before we let you go, Michelle, but in looking at this poster, I see some different quotations here, be happy, smile, and stay positive. But this one has me, I don't know what it is. Is it Y-O-B or Y-O-L-O?
Looks like YOLO.
Yeah, it stands for you only live once.
Oh, okay.
Well, they use it as YOLO. It's slang, and it's you only live once, which
well.
I think reaches out to the community. So every little thing on her poster, I thought represented, she included the whole entire community, and I think that's what stood out, is mm-hmm. it wasn't just things that were important in her life, because I know she's in the band at Huntington High School, that, you know, she put on there, you know, different sports, like basketball,
right.
soccer,
yeah.
And different things that are important to people throughout the whole community, and I think it was to get people thinking about all the positive influences they have in their life.
Well, it's really exceptional, and I hope a lot of people being out at the mall for the next 10 days that they'll make a point to look for these.
Yes.
So, and thank you so much, Michelle, for pulling over and talking to us while you're driving back from the mall.
Well, see, I'm trying to do a positive thing, positive influence.
Yeah. Well, you are, absolutely.
Circle with the arrow.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm so glad we were able to get her. I think that's terrific.
That
I've been trying to reach her all day without any success, and that's because she was out at the mall,
you know,
obviously.
Successful people are usually very busy, but this took a lot of work, and they're doing it right. They're really getting the young people involved and in peer
mm-hmm.
groups and letting them also be a part of this, and I think that's key. Young people will listen to each other sometimes when they won't listen to adults.
Yeah, and sometimes what they listen to from their peers is the negative influence, whereas
exactly.
this is very positive. This is really good. So,
well, with the problem we have with the drugs and things in the community, it is really pervasive. And I know that here in Huntington, with the Huntington Police Department and the sheriff, the schools, the churches, you know, there is a real concentrated effort. And I hope we see some statistical data on making inroads here, because if not, we've got to increase the increase the participation, because it's become a major issue, not only here, but across the state
across
and around
the,
Indiana.
Yeah, across the country it is, Why don't we take a break, Bobby, and then we've got a lot of other things to get into when we come back. And listeners, you know that you can join in our conversation. We're at 304-399-8255 and 1-877-420-8255. Stay with us. This is Tri-State Viewpoint on Supertalk 94.1 94.1 FM. No, Bobby, don't cut me off. No, I've lost my train of thought. 94.1 FM and AM 930. Give us a couple of minutes and we'll be right back.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
For the rest of this afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies. 75 degrees are high. It's nice and warm. Tonight, clouds move in. Chance of a sprinkle or two. 59 at overnight low, but for your Wednesday, 69 to high. Scattered showers off and on throughout the day as a cold front moves through. A couple of sprinkles possible on Thursday with a high of 62. So we're nice and cool fall returns heading into the weekend. 13 News, I'm Brian Hughes on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Have you ever wondered just who are the Friends of Coal? Well, there are 50,000 West Virginia families who support the state's coal industry, and they look a lot like you. Honest, hardworking, good neighbors who want a future for themselves and their state. They're coal miners, housewives, school teachers, mechanics, doctors, college professors, pizza delivery guys, your friends. The Friends of Coal know and understand the importance of the coal industry to our state's economy. They know about the 60,000 jobs the coal industry creates in our state. They know about the $25 billion the industry pumps into our economy. And they know that without coal, our state would face an economic catastrophe. Come to think of it, that sounds like most West Virginians. Let Congress know you are a proud West Virginian, and you are a Friend of Coal.
It's a fast-paced life and it suits you well. You work online and you live on a cell. It's a fast-paced life, but that's cool with you. It's who you are, it's what you do.
It is a fast-paced life. You need financial service that can keep pace with the way you live. Members Choice Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's what it means.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
Kentucky Farmers Bank, US 60 in Summit, Carter Avenue, Ashland, and on Broadway in Catlettsburg. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Boyd County Public Library. Check out the latest buzz at thebookplace.org.
The Jacob Walker Benefit is Saturday, October 19th at noon at Bobby G's Pastimes with free food, $10 donation per poker hand, plus an auction on lots of Harley Davidson merchandise and other items. All funding raised will go to Jacob to help with medical bills.
Now, back to Tri-State Viewpoint on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of Tri-State Viewpoint. Well, folks, it looks like gridlock is still at work in our nation's capital. Thursday is the deadline that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, Gene, we could well go into default. It not only affects the economy in this country in so many ways, but around the world. 20 of the leading economic nations met this week in Washington and urged the Congress to do something. There are two proposals now, on the Senate side, the Republican leader and the Democratic leader have come together, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. And they put together a proposal that has about 79 senators behind it, and it was a result of the House not getting anywhere, so they looked to the Senate. Well, they came with this proposal, and the proposal was simply this. The shutdown would end immediately, and it would allow for the government operations to continue through until January 15th. And then the debt ceiling thing would be continued until February 7th, and in the meantime, the budget conferees on the budget that each house has passed, but they can't agree, would sit down and then try to work out a budget that would be, and that would include a number of these items that could be discussed that the Tea Party people insist be discussed first before they approve anything.
Right, okay.
Now, that seemed like it was going high hopes yesterday. Well, apparently Speaker Boehner met with the Republican members of the House, and this Tea Party crowd refused to go along with that. And he wants to have a clear majority of Republicans supporting him. So they came out with a counter proposal, which keeps the same dates and gets the budget operation going, but they want to delay the medical device tax. It's part of the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
They also want to delay a premium tax that the insurance companies might be able to levy because they have to eat part of this. And they also want to have a little change in the way members of Congress are treated with respect to health care. The original bill would have them pay because they're in a high income level, but it also included their aides, and some of them don't make that, so they want to straighten that out. And so these are things that Boehner may be throwing a crumb to some of these Tea Parties just to get them to go along, because they're not major changes, but it gets into the Affordable Care Act.
Right, right. Now, they want to get something out of that.
Now, they are going to vote on their proposal later today and send it to the Senate. The Senate has already said, and as the President, that this is a very partisan thing. We will not accept that. Now, take up the one that we're going to send you, which is the one I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That has the support of a number of Republicans, even in the House. And so it looks to me like what's going to happen, Gene, that Boehner's going to let the House vote on this new proposal they've come with. They'll send it to the Senate. They will not accept it.
Oh,
they will have their resolution go over there, which is the one that has a good deal of support. And that'll be the final vote. Boehner may give in on that because he may be allowing the Tea Party to have one last swing here. And then go ahead.
It amazes me the amount of power that the Tea Party members, I think they're only about 80 strong,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet they wield so much power. And is that all because Boehner wants to retain his speakership?
That's part of the other thing, that these Tea Party people don't have to worry about getting reelected as a result of gerrymandering. They are safe, so their argument is, well, just like Ted Cruz, they sent us up here to control government and spending, and if we have to shut it down, if we have to hold up this as a means,
that's wrong.
Well, the latest poll, Gene, 74% of the latest poll, ABC News, and says that almost 8 out of 10 people believe that disapprove of the shutdown altogether,
mm-hmm,
and they blame
right.
the Republicans. And some of these Republicans who have tough districts, they're caught in the middle here.
Yeah.
Because they're just blaming all of them when it's just this, mm-hmm. this one crew. And it's unfortunate that a small group like this, because they almost, and of course with Democrat help announced, they could pass this if he would only
right.
bring it to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's sensitive to, he wants to continue to be Speaker.
But can he put his desire to remain a Speaker above everything that the country needs and the majority of the country wants?
That's the big question. It's coming down to he's going to have to make that choice in the next, Thursday, 48 hours or so?
About 2.5 days, less than 2.5 days.
I told you yesterday I thought that we were going to get a deal made, and
right.
I was optimistic. I'd changed my mind. Remember, I said, I
have
think
you?
Well, I'm back to where it looks like they might just, they may be stubborn enough, Gene, to just go
oh
right
my.
Over the cliff.
Oh,
and,
my. Oh,
and
that would be terrible.
The whole economy is affected. And,
yeah.
And people think, well, it's just the government spending, but it gets into interest rates, it gets into housing loans,
mm-hmm.
small business thing,
mm-hmm.
and it will have some delay on some of these programs like Social Security.
Even Social Security
yeah.
and Medicare and programs
yeah.
like that. And this is a global thing. We've been worrying,
oh, yeah.
or some have been worrying, about the reputation of the United States throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the longer this goes on, the lower our esteem becomes with other nations.
Well, the Chinese are already saying we need to de-Americanize
yeah.
the world economy. But people realize that our own dollar is the global, it's
uh-huh.
the money used on global markets, and the big countries, they're all sitting on the edge because everybody,
uh-huh.
this is like the collapse of Wall Street, which we feel, this is the collapse of a world economy.
Right, and it's being said that the American dollar should no longer be the epitome of yeah.
Exactly, and when you get people talking like that, it may come to fruition if we can't.
Yeah.
There was a person, and you'll appreciate this, there was a commentator on the day said, our government should be like the English Parliament. If they can't agree, the government is put out of business.
Dissolved,
you call
mm-hmm.
a new election, and it's all done within 30 days. And someone said, that's what we ought to look at here, because
of course, we should have looked at what the British have done with their National Health Service rather than
yeah.
the Affordable Care Act. It's so much simpler, but anyway. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But
it's going to look like it's going to go right down to the deadline, and
yeah,
that's unfortunate. And that in itself sends some bad signals around the
oh,
world.
Yeah,
these folks
yeah,
can't get their act
good.
Together right now.
Yeah. Before we come to the top of the hour here, Bobby, I want to, I'll say it on the air, I want to bitch and complain, and I'm very unhappy with our local cable television company. Listeners, if you were like me.
Wait a minute, who is that? Is that Comcast?
Comcast. Yeah. This morning, about 7 o'clock, I turned on the television to watch one of their daily news programs. What did I get? A screen that said something about no signal and blah, blah, blah. And yes, I did get a letter maybe a couple of weeks ago saying they were going to make some changes. But if you haven't turned on your television today, and if you're on cable, you're going to get a big surprise when you do, because all those numbers, if you have the extended program, they've changed. It's no good trying to put on like 44
up and down the
numbers. Yeah, I mean, you get a bunch of blurry stuff, and it's absolutely appalling. You have to go back to this little brochure that they sent you, and I do mean little, and look for the initials of whatever program you want to hear, and then you've got to find the current numbers, or it's current until today. Then you've got to go to the new numbers. I mean, it is so complicated and so difficult. And if you feel the same way that I do, you've still got a couple of minutes to call in, and you can.
You have their number there? Do you have Comcast number?
Oh, Comcast number? I'll
pull
find
it out. Or while you're doing that,
you go ahead and talk while I look for it.
You know, I have Comcast, and I also have DirecTV, but I also have favorites. Programs that you can have as your favorites and go right to. If they've changed everything, you've basically got to, from what you're saying, start over and change every number, and I guess go through. Do you know why they're doing this? Is this?
I don't know, but I'm sure it must be something to do with making more money for the cable company. And there's a lot of information about the limited basic program, the expanded basic with the digital starter, and blah blah blah. But I will tell you this: they do not give their telephone number.
Wonder why. Well,
I remember
reading somewhere not long ago that Comcast is among the lowest in terms of customer satisfaction, in terms of what the service they provide.
I can believe it.
That's too bad because there are a lot of people, who don't go through all that, and they shouldn't have to. I mean, you ought to be.
Exactly. I mean, they give you the names of your local franchise authority, but your franchise authority, for example, is the city of Huntington here in Huntington.
Exactly.
And
they just negotiate a new contract.
You can complain to the FCC or the Public Service Commission, and a lot of good that's going to do you.
Why can't they do that, Gene, just automatically take the numbers that they've assigned on their thing and just switch them to the new one? Why do they you have to go through and put your own numbers?
I figured out the reason they did that is because they changed. Another company bought them out. It's Xfinity now instead of Comcast.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
All the changes. So, because when I went to Comcast.com on the Internet, it took me to Xfinity, so.
And did they give a reason? Is it simply because they changed companies and they have a different lineup? Did they add or reduce any programs or anything like that?
They certainly changed them.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. It just looks like they changed the name of the company. So.
Okay. I will say that in their brochure, there is a little paragraph here that says complaints, and it says you can call 1-888-COMCAST. So. I will be calling you 1-888-COMCAST.
They'll probably send you to Infinity. Or what's the other?
Xfinity. Xfinity.
Or for Infinity.
I'm looking at the letterhead. It says Xfinity, the future of awesome. In that case, deliver me from awesome.
Yeah, I hope they get it straight. Now that's too bad. I haven't turned to Comcast.
If you've got satellite, stay with us. By the way, that new voice that you're hearing, at least new for Tri-State Viewpoint, is our producer today, Dennis Thevenin. And Dennis, we appreciate you checking these things out for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we're almost up to the top of the hour
Bobby. I want to use this final quote that was made by. Harry Reid about this latest attempt by the Bannerman Republicans. He said, "This is a partisan attempt to appease a small group of Tea Party Republicans who forced the government shut down in the first place." And I think that hits it right on the head.
And that hit the nail on the head. You're absolutely right. Well, listeners, we're glad that you've been with us this afternoon, and I think we covered a lot of topics here, didn't we, today, Bobby?
We usually do.
Tomorrow, Dr. Joe White will be back with us, and you can be sure that we're going to be talking about this situation with the debt limit and the shutdown, and hopefully it's going to look a little more positive by tomorrow, this time tomorrow, although As Bobby says, and I agree with him, it looks a little doubtful that anything good's going to come out of this. But anyway, you've been listening to Tri-State Viewpoint with Bobby Nelson and Gene Dean here on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. We will be back with you tomorrow, and we hope that you'll be right back here with us. So in the meantime, just have a wonderful evening. Thanks so much for listening. Ta-ta for now.